from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
This is the Steve Cochran Show
on 720 WGN.
Well, if you're in the city, you may have already noticed, but if not, it's worth a trip down, even if you're, say, in another state, another part of the country, flying. And how beautiful the lake looks today. It's unbelievable.
Spectacular.
I remember when we were leaving the Tribune Tower, not everybody felt this way, but I thought, this is a shame. This historic landmark. You know, we got this studio right here on Michigan Avenue. We got people staring in at us all the time. And it was fun. It was a good thing. And I thought, can't ever replicate this. We can't go to a studio that's going to be, you know, make us feel the way we feel, inspire us. This makes it fun to come to work at some ungodly hour.
It does.
Yours earlier than mine. Mm-hmm. Behind me from the 18th floor at 303, what are we, East Wacker, 303 East Wacker, mm-hmm. Lake Michigan. To my right, the city and the Chicago River and the Riverwalk. And to my right and off in the distance, I mean, just a flawless view, except for Trump Tower.
Later, loser.
As soon as I said it.
He heard you.
He was listening.
Later, loser.
Yes, good morning, Mr. President. How are you today?
Well, what can I say? It's Shark Week, and Melania's away having brunch with her mother, followed by a day of shopping. So life is good, Cochran. And I heard the comment about the building.
Yes, yes. I hope you enjoyed it. Big week of TV for you, sir.
Like I said, it's Shark Week. Can you hear me? Is there something wrong? Hey, by the way, did you know that sharks, used to be called danger dolphins?
That's not true.
I bet you didn't know that because you don't do your research.
I do all my research.
It's called show prep.
Listen, I met the Democratic presidential candidates in the debates, not the sharks. Did you watch it?
Yeah, you know, I broke my own rule and watched CNN for more than 5 minutes. What a weak team of moderators, like that dumb Don Lemon.
Oh,
that guy is such a lightweight. If Steve Grzanich could read news update circles around him. And Don Lemon needs some vitamins, maybe some fish oil. He looks like he's only getting omega 1.
No, not 2 or 3?
No.
Okay, what about Dana Bash?
Dana Bash, you know, seriously, she's had more work done than Bette Midler. And that's saying a lot.
See, that's why you're good, because you folded in two insults of women into one answer to a question.
I'm brilliant.
You forgot to mention Jake Tapper.
Yes, Jake Tapper. Where was I? Yeah, the generic store version of Chris Cuomo. And speaking of Cuomo, yeah. What a loser. His dad was governor, his brother's governor, and he's nothing but a talking head on TV. Total underachiever. He's the Stephen Baldwin of Cuomo's, believe me.
You're just filled with analogies this morning. What about the debate itself?
You know, it was hard to keep track. There were so many forgettable guys in it, I thought I was watching the season finale of The Bachelorette.
Do you think any of the candidates could beat Biden?
No. No way. Pocahontas has the voice of a church mouse. Pete Buttigieg is a man-child, hasn't even shaved yet. And Tulsi Gabbard is totally unmemorable.
Who, sir?
See, Mike Pence doesn't even know who the hell she is. Look, none of the Democrats are going to get ahead of Biden. Not because they're not good enough, but because they all want to stand behind him so they can avoid getting a Sleepy Joe back rub, which I think is a smart move.
Just don't think any of that's true. What do you think of Bernie Sanders?
You know what? Whenever Bernie's on TV, I never know if he's about to announce another socialist policy plan or introduce the next spooky story on Tales from the Crypt.
Well, we have a surprise for you this morning, sir. I'm going to pick up the other line here because Senator Sanders, are you there?
Wait, who is that? Excuse me, who is speaking here?
Crazy Bernie.
Steve Cochran on 720 WGN in Chicago.
And this is Donald Trump, Bernie. This is a radio interview.
Oh, you mean a talkie?
Yes, the talkie. Good God, somebody give me an Excedrin PM.
Now listen here, Donald. You can make all the jokes you want. Your day of reckoning is coming.
Well, based on your performance last night, I'd say that's still about 5.5 years away. By the way, nice comeback on the Medicare for All bill.
I wrote the damn bill.
Yeah, I heard you the first time you told 10 million people.
Well, we're just on the air reviewing the debates. How do you think the moderate Democrats did the first night? Oh, and by the way, Mr. Sanders, hold on. We've got some prizes for you. The first night, Mr. President, what do you think about Hickenlooper?
Hickenlooper, you know what? I'm pretty sure I got a booster shot for that when I was a kid, so I'm not too worried about the Hickenlooper, but thanks for asking.
How about Kamala Harris last night?
Another strong performance. Watch out for Kamala. You know, I want to hate her. I really do. But do you see how she handles Sleepy Joe during these debates? Oh, man, she had him sweating like he was in a room full of women with unsniffed hair.
Just. All right, let's move on. A recent poll shows that half the country thinks you're a racist. How do you react to that?
Wrong. Fake news, Cochran. Look, I'm one of the top 100 least racist presidents in the history of our country. In the history of our country, top 100. I am not racist. Just ask any of the 15 gardeners we have here at the White House. I bought them all Make America Great Again sombreros, for God's sake.
You gotta have a better defense than that.
Okay, I let Arsenio Hall win Celebrity Apprentice. My favorite Ghostbuster wasn't Bill Murray or Aykroyd. It was the black guy. What's his name?
For the record, Ernie Hudson. What else?
I once had Seal perform at Mar-a-Lago on Easter. I've done so many deals with Don King, the great Don King. We screwed over a lot of people together.
That's your list. That's it?
My favorite blind singer is Ray Charles. No, wait, Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles.
But you have to admit, sir, Ronnie Millsap is very soulful. Personally, I like Andrea Bocelli myself.
You got a point there, Mike. And Bernie. Hey, go get me a coffee, Mike. Make it black, like my many, many friends.
Yes, my liege.
Cochran, look, I'm so unracist, Cochran. I'm actually having NASA get rid of the horrible term black hole. I'm changing it to African-American because it's the right thing to do.
So, in other words, we'll hear the term African-American hole more often?
That's right.
Listen, sir, I'm afraid we're just about out of time, but boy, what a wang-dang-doodle today. You got your Pence in there. You got your Bernie in there. Maybe you and Bernie can talk more later, but I appreciate you being on. So long, Mr. President.
Well, thank you, but not yet. Thank you, Mr. Cochran. What about the prizes?
He meant me, you old coot.
Who are you calling an old coot? I wrote the damn bill.
Thank you for calling, sir.
Later, loser.
Wow, insanity.
Wow.
Just crazy. That's unbelievable. And to get Bernie Sanders on the phone at no notice like that, that's the kind of power we have.
Yeah.
Nice job, Super Joe. I didn't even know you had Bernie's mobile number.
I'm going to take all the credit for it.
As you should.